making headlines that morning. So check that out, www.entertainmentwrapup.com. Speaking of entertainment...
JB's Entertainment Rundown.
Well, he's not Jeff Foxworthy, and actually maybe that's a good thing now that I think about it. But you may remember him from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Well, he's hosting Are You Smarter Than a Canadian Fifth Grader? Colin Mockery's joining me on the phone right now. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Jeremy.
So how are you? Big press day for you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, I don't know how many times you've been asked this already today, but are you, Colin Mockery, smarter than a Canadian fifth grader?
Oh, no, not even close. I was at one point when I was in college, but now, no, it's all gone.
Yeah, I may, and even may have been a stretch in grade 5, but I don't know. I'm probably at about grade 2 or something right now. I'm not sure how far I'd get, actually, but were there any... Actually, before that, let's recap what the show is about for anyone who's not familiar with it. An adult contestant faces these hard-hitting questions. There's a group of kids there, and the whole point is it's to basically embarrass the hell out of the grown-up because the kids know more. Am I right? I mean,
yeah, let's be honest. It is. It's to show how much we've forgotten since we were in those happy days of grade 5.
Those were some good days. What was your favorite part of school?
Probably recess. I loved reading. So, English and literature were my two strong subjects.
My strongest subject actually was nap time. Anyhow, so about the show, tell us what happens on the show here.
So, a contestant comes out. They get a chance to pick one of 10 subjects, ranging from grade 1 to grade 5. They have a grade 5 student beside them, and if they can't come up with the answer, they have the option of peeking at the kid's answer or copying it, or hopefully they will be saved if their answer is wrong.
So are they competing against each other, or how does it work?
They're sort of working together in a way. It's sort of like a classroom. The grade 5 and the adult answers the same question. Hopefully, if the kid is right, and the adult doesn't know, he can use his cheats to keep winning money and try to get up to the $1 million.
Sounds like a sweet deal. So the adults are getting $1 million, the kids are getting recess?
Yeah, the kids get nothing. Exactly. Time off school and a chance to be on a television show.
So, okay, now, was it more surprising what these kids know or what the adults didn't know?
It was actually more surprising at what the adults didn't know. We had some very smart people. You know, we had someone who was a member of NHTSA. We had a certified genius, 144 IQ, and it amazed me some of the things that they didn't know.
Did you learn anything through this?
I learned that I probably went to school at the right time. I don't think I would last much longer today. A lot of the subjects, a lot of the questions that came up, I realized had to do with things that wasn't even around when I was in grade 5. The metric system, none of it wasn't around when I was in grade 5. So for me, it was actually kind of a learning experience. I learned quite a bit.
Were you absolutely certain that, like, you knew an answer, but then were just totally wrong?
Oh, absolutely. So there are things, and then there were things that would come up, and I think, I should know this. This is something that's really basic. I should know this, and I didn't. It was embarrassing, but being the host, I can pretend that I knew.
So now on the reverse, though, was there ever, like, a contestant moment where they were certain, or maybe where they were wavering between two answers, and you stood there going, oh, you idiot.
Well, of course, I wouldn't think that. I have too much respect for our contestants. But there were times where I thought, yeah, you're so wrong. And of course, I can't betray anything. I have to, just support them. And yeah, it was a nice acting experience.
Oh, of course. And actually, we're going to talk more about that acting experience in just a little bit. We'll talk more about the kids. And Colin, we've got a special surprise. We're going to put you to the test. That's coming up. But we've got to get back into the music now here on Top of the Charts.
Da, 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 da.
Hey everybody, Jeremy Bradley here, just chatting with Colin Mockery, host of Are You Smarter Than a Canadian Fifth Grader? Colin, a very long day for you. You're doing your morning show blitz, and you got interviews all day, hey?
Yes, we started at 6 this morning, and we go till about 2.
A long day. I'm usually in bed by 2. Colin, we were talking, while the rest of you were listening to the retro flashback, Colin and I were talking about back in the day when we were in school, with all due respect, Colin, it was a few more years than when I was in school. But, you know, every class has that, the class clown or the smart aleck. What kind of student were you?
I was a good student, but I was very quiet. I was very shy. I was sort of a bookworm. I was not the class clown. I was just, I doubt if anyone really actually noticed me.
So with the cast or the class that you have on the show, does anyone stick out in your mind? Was anybody the class clown or the show-off, the know-it-all?
Yeah, they were all very quirky. One of the kids, Mike, wants to be a
All right, so I've got a few questions, Colin. We didn't talk about this before we went on the air, but we've got a few questions for you, and we're going to put you to the test and see how much you know. Are you ready for it?
Oh, okay.
Now, we don't have $1 million, but, you know, we just want to see how you do, all right? So, what is the capital of British Columbia?
Victoria.
We've got sound effects. Colin, I didn't even know this. You got surprised, I get surprised. We've got sound effects for the game. Can I hear it again? Do we have it again? Yeah! Who were the last three prime ministers of Canada?
Stephen Harper, Paul Martin, Jean Chrétien.
In what month does winter begin in Canada?
Oh, I think that's changed since I was a kid. October.
Oh no, it's December. All right, okay. This the last one. You got to get this one. Of all the cast members on Whose Line Is It Anyway, who was the handsomest?
That would have to be Colin Mochrie.
It says on my page here, Ryan Stiles.
Oh, that's so wrong.
This must be the Americans doing this one.
It must be. Yeah, with the conversion, it's me.
With the height conversion, that's right. I think you did a pretty good job on those.
Oh, thank you.
So when can we catch the show?
We premiere October 25th, and then for the next 5 weeks after that.
And that is, of course, on Global Television, so check your local listings. Thanks very much, Colin Mochrie, for joining us today on Top of the Charts.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Take care.
You too.
Goodbye.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that